ZoomInfo shares are under some pressure this morning, and that looks a little odd to us. The company beat analyst profit estimates after the close of trading on Tuesday, and ZoomInfo's full-year profit guidance was ahead of analyst forecasts. Let's welcome on ZoomInfo founder and CEO Henry Schuck for more here. Henry, always good to get some time with you. Your report was our head-scratching report of the morning here. Why do you think the market is reacting like this?
Hey, Brian, thank you for having me. Look, we beat on the top line. We beat on the bottom line. We grew the business over 50% a year organically, close to 60% with the acquisitions that we did. And the stock went down this morning, which is fine. We are building a company for the long term here at ZoomInfo. We think that if we continue to execute on the top line and on the bottom line, over time, the stock will react in the right way. But we beat on all of those, and we guided higher than the analysts estimated as well. We have a tremendous demand environment that we're operating the business in, so we feel really good about the future.
You know, Henry, in doing a little bit of digging and reading into analyst notes this morning, it seems like there were some expectations out there that guidance that you just referred to would be even more than it was. I know for the full year, you guys are looking for adjusted earnings per share of 71 to 73 cents. The consensus was for 69 cents, but I guess you get whisper numbers and things like this where people are even more optimistic. So given that, talk to me about how you sort of philosophize around your guidance and how conservative or lofty you want to be.
Look, we want to put guidance out there that we have an opportunity to beat against and then raise throughout the year. That's been our guidance so far. Every quarter that we've been out in the public market, we've beat and then we've raised and we've beat and then we've raised. And so the guidance that we put out for 2022 follows that same philosophy. We evaluate a range of outcomes, and then we put guidance out there that gives us an opportunity to beat and raise throughout the year. And we do that based on our ability to really forecast what the year is going to be, to look at the demand environment that we're in today, the tremendous demand for our products and services, where companies of all sizes are coming to us to digitize the way they go to market. And so it's conservative, but it's also designed to give us an opportunity to beat and raise throughout the year.
Henry, there's a lot going on in this world. Inflationary pressures, you have geopolitical risks. Are you seeing any slowdown in demand from those large corporate customers?
Yeah, we're really not, Brian. And, you know, one thing that's interesting about our company is that there's a lot of talk about whether COVID and the pandemic had a pull forward in demand for us. And really what we've realized are two things. One, we went back and we looked at all of our numbers, win rates, funnel conversion, top of the funnel, pipeline generation from before the pandemic to today. And we looked for any anomalies that could have indicated that we had this pull forward in demand that came from COVID. And we didn't see anything in the data that would help, that would make us think that. Additionally, we're creating more demand and more pipeline today than we ever have in our business. And I think that tells us two things. One, companies that came to us during the pandemic and said, hey, we got to go to market in a different way. We can't do events. We can't go to people's offices. Those companies realized two things. One, it's way more efficient to go to market in a digital way. And two, even as the economic environment comes back, that they're still going to invest in digital technologies to go to market. It's more efficient. It's more effective than what they were doing pre-pandemic. And so we continue to see more and more companies come to us, and we've seen no pullback or slowdown in demand related to the macro environment conditions.
You mentioned something on the earnings call last night that caught my attention, Henry, a new deal or something you're working on with Google. I've not heard that from you guys before. What does that exactly entail?
Yeah, so we announced a partnership with Google across the BigQuery and analytics stack, where essentially all of our data about 100 million companies, 150 million business professionals at those companies, what those companies are buying, what they're replacing in their technology stack, what they're researching on the B2B web, all that data will now be available natively inside of BigQuery through our partnership with Google. And so operations professionals, business intelligence professionals are going to be able to query our data natively inside of Google and then enrich those data sets that they're using for territory planning, for account prioritization. They're going to be able to use all that ZoomInfo data and insights natively inside of Google. It's the first step towards a much bigger partnership that we have going with Google, where we're both investing from an innovation perspective around these solutions.
Henry, I want to ask you about inflation, which has been such a hot topic for us. And we usually talk about it when it comes to sort of consumer goods companies, right? Consumer facing companies. But I'm curious how it's affecting you, not just in terms of, for example, what you're paying your employees, but what you're hearing from clients. Are they having to cut anywhere because of seeing rising costs?
You know, we're not hearing that they're cutting in places. I do think that where we feel the inflationary pressure the most is really in the talent market, where you see sort of salaries and expectations increasing across the board, not just at our company, but at all of our customers. That obviously has downstream effects on margins and ability to spend within companies. That's where we see it the most. And then it's an incredibly tight labor market as well right now. And so we actually released earlier this year a platform called Recruiter OS that gives talent acquisition professionals access to a passive database of potential candidates and then technology that lets them automate the outreach to those candidates. That's increasing their time to conversion of candidates. It's allowing them to recruit in a more efficient way. So we're excited. There couldn't be a better time in the history of the world to release a recruiting product into the talent acquisition market. So we're really excited about that timing and the uptake that we're seeing across that platform. Again, we released it last year. We already have close to 1,000 customers on it, and it's nearly doubling quarter over quarter. So it tells you that that labor market is incredibly tight and that companies of all sizes are investing to get that next talent into the door for themselves. And we think that that's a trend that's going to continue for many years.
Hey, Andrew, before I let you go, we're asking all leaders today if they have names for their employees internally. Now you have Metamates.
Oh, no.
What do we have over there at Zoom Info? Henry Heroes, what do we have?
Henry Heroes is pretty good. I don't know if everybody here would want that, you know, going from coffee machine to coffee machine, calling themselves Henry Heroes, but no names today. They're just an incredible team.
Fair enough. Well, good luck this quarter, of course. The hard questions here at Yahoo Finance. Zoom Info, founder and CEO Henry Schuck, always good to see you.